This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we're going to begin today with the race for governor of Massachusetts. With the state primary election just a few days away, among the two Republicans running, Charlie Baker is considered the heavy favorite.
But Baker does have a challenger, businessman Mark Fisher, a self-described Tea Party Republican who's waging a long-shot bid to become the chief executive in this very blue state.
If things are going well in Massachusetts, running as a Republican wouldn't have a chance to win as dog catcher. But I'm saying, no, things are terribly wrong. I think we're becoming dysfunctional. Listen to the mayors of our cities and towns.
This week, we've been taking a closer look at the candidates for governor, who they are and what drives them. Today, we're focusing on Republican Mark Fisher. And joining us is WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nickisch, who's been out on the campaign trail with Fisher. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Anthony.
So, Fisher, clearly a political outsider, a Tea Partier, which really sets him apart in Massachusetts, even from Republicans in this state, right?
Yeah, Mark Fisher says he gets calls all the time saying, why are you taking on Charlie Baker? He's gotten the Republican nomination before. And Fisher says, hey, I am a Republican. And he also gets this Tea Party stereotype from Democrats, too. This is something he has to combat all the time.
There is this biased Tea Party, bigoted, racist, nativist, blah, blah, blah. It's tough to fight through that.
It's tough to fight through that. So how does he fight through that? What did he tell you?
Well, he says the Tea Party has principles, and he sort of sees Scott Walker, that governor in Wisconsin, as a model. And he thinks that Massachusetts Republicans need a clear conservative alternative.
Mm. So tell us more about who Mark Fisher is as a person. What's he like? What's driving his long shot bid to become the state's next governor? What struck you about him when you met him out there?
Mark Fisher owns this business. It's a metal fabrication company in Auburn, just outside Worcester. And he's very much a working class guy. He got a mechanical engineering degree. He did get an MBA later. But, you know, I saw him working at this water jet cutting machine, making metal parts for like coffee makers and GE power plants. He has this great laugh. The workers really seem to get along well with him. You know, I asked him to pull out his keychain, and he's got like a Sears rewards card on there, an AutoZone rewards card on there, and a couple of keys to the dumpsters. So he's very much a normal guy. You know, a lot of people like to call themselves CEO when they're a business owner. His business card says general manager. He thinks of himself as just a general manager.
Mm. Well, let's talk about what he wants to do as governor. He says he wants to run the state more like a business, as though he's the general manager of the state, I guess. Among other things, he wants more schools to teach home economics. So give us a sense of what kinds of policies he favors.
Yeah, and this is maybe part of his working class background. Unlike Charlie Baker, he did not go to Harvard. And he thinks that there's just so much in our economy today that's pushing people to become doctors and lawyers. And he says there's nothing wrong with that. We need them. But he just wants kids to be exposed to things as they're going to school. And he thinks school is the right place to do that. Now, this does resonate out on the campaign trail. I saw him speak at an extended living center in West Roxbury where Lillian Rice is a resident.
I mean, our boys were exposed to printing, to carpentry, to sewing, to home economics, cooking, and it didn't hurt them. It benefited them because even if none of them ever became a plumber or that, they had the exposure. And I think that he's right. And I hope people know enough to vote for the person and the platform and not the party.
So, Kurt, tell us about another issue that Mark Fisher talks about, and that is illegal immigration. It's one of his defining issues. What would he plan to do if elected governor?
Yeah, so this, of course, is a big issue for the Tea Party, too. He basically says that undocumented people in the country are taking away resources from citizens. He doesn't proclaim to sort of solve the federal issue and the lack of action, you know, about immigration reform in Washington, D.C. He says that Massachusetts at least has the choice to not invest in undocumented immigrants, like giving them in-state tuition to universities or their children in-state tuition, not giving them driver's licenses. And at least that will make a difference here.
Illegal immigrants, they have 50 states to choose from. If the benefits are cut off from one state, it doesn't solve the federal problem of them coming to the United States. But with regard to Massachusetts, it'll solve the problem in that particular state.
And I think that resonates with other things he says, too. He just feels like there's a lot of ways misused public resources, and this is something that he thinks, as a manager, he would do a better job of controlling.
Hmm. Now, Fisher's opponent in the Republican primary for governor is Charlie Baker, of course. He won this nomination before. And in a recent poll by Suffolk University and the Boston Herald, Baker was ahead of Fisher 70% to 11%. So why is Fisher taking him on?
You know, Fisher says that the state's problems have been caused by Democrats who've been in office for decades, and he sees Baker really as just another Democrat.
I'm tired of the Mass GOP establishment giving the Lincoln Reagan Award to Governor Bill Weld, who gave money to and voted for Barack Obama. I mean, I think the Democrat Party in this state must be laughing at us. They've got us right where they want us. I really think I'm giving voters, Republican and conservative independents, a choice that they haven't had in a long, long time.
Now, Kurt, that may be true, but when Massachusetts voters have elected a Republican, they've been Charlie Baker-type moderates or Bill Weld-type moderates. And you must have asked Fisher the question, do you really think you can beat Charlie Baker? What does he say?
Well, he points to Kentucky, where the majority leader in the House of Representatives, Eric Cantor, had a huge margin in spending, but was completely surprised and unseated by a Tea Party challenger. He says, you know, that can happen here.
That can happen here. It happened in Kentucky. It can happen in Massachusetts. Okay. Kurt Nickisch is WBUR's business and technology reporter. To hear his profile of Republican gubernatorial primary candidate Mark Fisher, go to RadioBoston.org. Kurt, thanks so much.
Sure thing.